God's word for our reflection this morning is from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. John, with the disciples in the upper room. I want you to also place yourself there. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our reflection, for our guidance, for our nourishment this morning as we praise our God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Echo. Have you ever heard an echo? I'm sure each and every one of us at some time or another has played with that word and tried to do an echo, whether it's in a cabinet or whether it's using a can or maybe even a seashell listening to the waves. We've all heard the echo. Well, we're living in the echo now. We're living in the Easter echo that needs to be passed along to everyone. There was a coffee shop in Portland, Oregon, where the coffee shop owner was there, and it was after Easter Sunday, and she was really tickled. She was happy, she was joyous. So when the first lady drove up, she said, "You know, because it's after Easter and Christ rose from the dead, I'm giving you your coffee free." And so she took the coffee and she said, "By the way, I'll pay for the coffee of the next gal behind me." And it went on and on and on like that for hours, that each one paid for the one behind them. 27 cars. Such was their passing that echo back. It is for us as well to pass the message of Jesus into a doubting world. The disciples were there in the upper room. Thomas was not with them. So they decided that they were going to tell Thomas, because this is a message for the world to hear. So they told Thomas. And of course, the phrase "doubting Thomas" has come from that kind of occasion when the disciples told Thomas that they had seen the Lord. And he said, "Unless I see the mark of his hands, of the nails, and put my finger into that mark, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." We are now living in a disbelieving world. We have to have evidence. We have to have that evidence placed in front of us before we will believe. There's shows called CSI, and they always said, "Follow the evidence. There you will find your proof." That's what the world is telling us now, is to have proof and evidence of his resurrection. There's also a TV station in the Twin Cities that has this "verify." We're going to verify if it's true. And they have a question of the day, and they try to find the answer. That's what our world wants, is the evidence of Jesus rising from the dead. They don't want to believe by faith, but they want that evidence. Just like Thomas in the upper room. And sometimes we fall into that category too. Jesus, God tells us through his word that we will rise from the dead. And we're saying, "Okay, God, I want you to put a sign in front of me that you are going to rise, that we are going to rise from the dead." we become disbelieving people. We want that evidence place before us. We want God to speak to us. We want God to tell us point blank that we're going to rise from the dead, that we're going to live for all eternity. Even though he says it in his word, we want that evidence. And here it is, Easter, the Easter celebration. We still have evidence of that celebration here. The flowers, the lilies, they're still blooming life. And that's what the resurrection is all about. Jesus coming alive. Jesus being raised from the dead. When the disciples heard the news from Mary as she ran back to tell them, they were also disbelieving. They had to see the evidence. They ran to the tomb. They looked in. The two disciples who ran looked in and they saw the linen cloths there neatly folded at the head, wondering where Jesus was. The angel was there telling them, if you're looking for Jesus, he's not here. He rose from the dead like he said he would. They were overcome with joy and they raced back to tell the rest of them. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to tell the people all about Jesus. He wants us to use our voices, to use our hands, to use the time and opportunity that he gives to us to tell others about Jesus. But it's pretty hard in this disbelieving world that wants evidence. But you know, it's really neat. In the last month, Karen and I have seen two movies. We saw The Unplanned, about abortion, and about the youngest abortion director, clinic director, becoming overcome with the Christian belief of life being formed in the womb the minute that God has created that life, to the movie yesterday that we saw, Breakthrough. Two movies that are Christian in nature, that Hollywood would never ever dream of putting together, have been put together. It's amazing what God has done. And he's using these two ventures to overcome the disbelieving world. And he wants us to be up in the moment and captured and to tell others about Jesus Christ. Oh, there's inaccuracies with both movies, don't get me wrong. But it's also giving that message, that strong Christian message of life being formed in the womb and life coming from God, and that he will resuscitate our lives. We've got to think about that. That this amazing God rose Jesus from the dead. And each and every one of us, as to use the phrase of Gary Tease, you're not normal. You're not normal. You're sitting here in church. And when it really greens up, it stops snowing, people are going to get out on the golf courses on Sunday morning. But you won't be here. And that will not be normal. And Gary likes to use that term when people go out to Mission Central or have a missionary come and speak to them, that you are not normal. Because normal Christian people that would just come to church and sit in the pew and not say anything about Jesus and how Jesus has affected you. Jesus has affected each and every one of us in our lives by his suffering, his death on the cross, and his glorious resurrection. He has told us that if he rose from the dead, so will we. When this life is over, we will live for eternity with God our Father and Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. We will live with God for all eternity. That's the message we need to enunciate to this world, this doubting, disbelieving world that wants evidence, wants proof. and the proof that we have is our faith. Because as Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. In Christ's holy name, amen.